are back. Only two games on the NBA slate tonight. Don't even ask me what the NBA is doing with their schedule this week. It's all over the place because I'm pretty sure there's like 13 games for tomorrow's slate. So two games to break down and cover tonight. It's Ethan speaking, of course, joined by Chris. How are we feeling with this very, very small slate?
I told you, man, it's the start of baseball. This is what this is what DraftKings does and NBA and everybody. So I guess, you know, they look at it as like maybe don't take away from opening day.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, so.
Makes sense.
What
were you going to say?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to congratulate you on your, what'd you place, top five in a late night tournament last night?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to get into any of the 7 o'clock big main slate, so I played a couple of the little turbos, and luckily, yeah, pulled a fifth place in one of them, so that was at least nice, made the night pretty interesting. So it sucks, though, because you just literally keep going from first to fourth, the third to fifth to eighth, and then ended at fifth. So,
oh yeah, you're not safe anywhere.
No, But gosh, did you see Drew last night?
Yeah, gosh, I mean, 51 points, 8 rebounds, 8
points.
Assists, put up 70 yeah. something on FanDuel.
Yeah, 75 and a half on DraftKings. Him and Giannis just went off.
Yeah, they're one of the teams playing tonight. Do we think a repeat performance is coming? Or they cool down tonight?
I mean, they're definitely going to cool down, I think, from that. But
yeah.
I imagine you get Middleton back in the lineup here tonight, which will definitely take a little shine off both of them. But
hey, yeah,
we'll get to it.
Yeah, we will. Other news, the Kings clinched a playoff spot last night for the first time since 2006.
The Kings?
Yeah, I mean, they're still, pretty sure they're still the third seed right now. They have a 5-game lead on that third seed.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I don't even know what they'll do in the playoffs, but at least it's cool to see them in the playoffs.
Yeah. Another guy who went off last night, Russell Westbrook, 36 points, 10 assists, 4 rebounds, went 5 for 5 from 3. That's a vintage Russell Westbrook performance.
I was about to say, that's not something you're going to hear too often, 5 for 5 for 3 from Russ.
Well, what's even funnier is I think off the bench, Robert Covington, 27 points, went 6 for 6 from 3.
Yeah, well, it's just crazy. I just don't know why he doesn't get more playing time.
He's good every time he plays, I told you.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he'll start going forward now. I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah, but I would say those are the biggest performances from last night. Unless you want to count Talon Horton Tucker put up 41 points.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, he went off, but that was against the Spurs, so.
Yeah, that was a weird game.
Yeah, that was, but. Yeah, there were some big performances last night. It kind of made me happy not to play the main slate for all 10 games because all kinds of stuff happened. But
yeah, but I think that is about it in terms of recapping last night. So I think we just get into these two games.
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to take us too long, but I will say, I know you said before the podcast you didn't like these two games. I actually do. I think they're going to be really good competitive games as long as we talked about Jokic plays. If Jokic doesn't play, it turns the whole slate upside down. But
oh, yeah, that would change everything if he sat out tonight.
Yeah, so, no, let's do it.
All right, of course, before we jump into it, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up button, subscribe if you haven't, and hit the notification bell to get notified when we put up a new video. If you're listening to this in podcast form, download today's episode, follow us on that platform. Leave a rating if you can. Anything and everything is truly appreciated. Jumping into the first game on the slate, we have got the Boston Celtics facing the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks are 2-point favorites with an over and a total of 236 and a half injuries. You got Robert Williams, Peyton Pritchard, Grant Williams questionable, Jay Crowder, Myers Leonard, Chris Middleton questionable for the Bucks. But I do think Chris Middleton will play tonight.
Yeah, I would think so. He just sat out last night, so I'm assuming he'll be back here.
Yeah, should be good, but since you love these games so much, I'll let you kickstart us.
Well, I really have no choice. It's only two games, so if I want to play NBA, I got to love them to a little bit. I mean, Marcus Smart on DraftKings is $5,300, still cheaper than Malcolm Brogdon, so I'll continue to go there just for the price alone. I mean, he's the starting point guard for Boston, so at $5,300, I do have some interest there, even in this matchup. Like I said, it's two games, so you're going to have to just play guys that you may not like as much. But yeah, I think his price looks good here.
Yep, 6K on FanDuel, one of my favorites for the Celtics. You can actually look at Brogdon in this matchup for FanDuel because he's now $300 cheaper than Smart on FanDuel. So don't mind taking some shots on Brogdon either now that he's cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, he's only $100 more on DraftKings, but I mean, Smart's clearly playing more minutes as long as he doesn't get ejected or some crap like that. But yeah. I mean, Brogdon's probably be a little less owned, so if you want to go more contrarian, you could look that way. But you got also got Derek White, who finally he's come back out of that 6K price range. He's down to 5,800, so I don't mind even going back there.
Yeah, he's at 7K on FanDuel, so not one of my favorite spots to get to.
Yeah, see, DraftKings, he was 67. They dropped him $900. So
yeah, that's very
nice. Definitely like that. Yeah.
Very nice, especially since it's a pretty good matchup going up against Grayson Allen.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, you got the two main pieces of Boston. Jaylen Brown, another guy, came down big time and dropped $1,300, averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute, $8,600. Looks good here. And then Tatum. He's still about the same, 10-3, but this is Tatum. I mean, I know, like I said, none of these matchups are fantastic, but it's two games. So in the one game this year in 35 minutes of, you know, versus Milwaukee, he put up a little over 64 fantasy points. So he's absolutely got that ceiling and can get you there.
Yeah, I actually really like Tatum tonight. 11K on FanDuel. That's 1,000 cheaper than Giannis. So I don't think that's too bad for Tatum.
No. Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, on a two-game slate, you want guys that can put up actual real points to, you know, possibly win something for you. So Tatum's that guy that can go out here and easily put up, you know, 30, 40 actual real points.
Yeah, I mean, averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute over his last five, has almost a 33% usage rate this season. 11K, two-game slate. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, agreed.
But the problem with Boston is once you really get past Brogdon off that bench, there's really no one else valuable.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I will say, I'm pretty certain this is the first end of the back-to-back for them. I think they play tomorrow night too. So if Robert Williams does sit here tonight, I mean, I think Al Horford at 5K looks really good.
Yeah.
Because you got to assume at this point Al Horford plays tonight, sits tomorrow night, which would make it, you know, make sense if they rest Williams tonight and have him play tomorrow night.
Yeah, definitely.
So, like I said, he's questionable right now. Keep an eye on that. But Horford at 5K looks good, I think, regardless. But if Williams sits, just really looks good.
It could be even better if you have Grant Williams sitting too.
Well, yeah, exactly. He's questionable too, so he may not play also. So if that's the case, if you get no Williams or the other Williams, I mean, you could look at guys like Muscala or Luke Kornet. I mean, they're both minimum price on DraftKings. They might get a couple extra minutes here. So, I mean, if you want to just take some flyers, like I said, two games, Luke Kornet, you can play at the power forward spot too. So, I mean, they've been playing a few minutes regardless each game, but if you get these other guys out, like I said, I gotta imagine their minutes will go up a little bit.
Yeah, agreed. Gotta keep an eye on that stuff.
Yeah, really. I think the two Williams are the biggest news here. So
yeah, definitely. But I think that is it for Boston. There's really no one else you can even talk about.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, jumping to Milwaukee then. I know he went off last night, Drew Holiday. Don't know he's going to quite do that again, but he's only 7,400. That's cheap. That's even cheaper than Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton's 8K.
Yeah, that's a fantastic price.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know he's going to repeat last night, but 7,400 feels great for Drew Holiday.
Yeah, 7,400 is fantastic. He was 73 last night, and he got bumped up 1,000 tonight to 8,300. So, but I still don't mind it. I mean, the matchup has actually gotten a little bit better against guards playing against Boston. So I really don't mind it too much. Like I said, if this were an 8-9 game slate, I probably wouldn't touch it. But yeah, for two games, 8,300, I don't mind going back there.
Yeah, definitely.
A couple other guys here. I mean, Brook Lopez is 7K, but all in all, man, the guy's been killing it here of late. He's had a couple down games, but for the most part, man, he's been on fire. Over the last 10 games, he's averaging about between 1.3 and 1.4 fantasy points per minute. So 7K, two-game slate. I don't mind taking some shots there.
8,200 on FanDuel. Would you go there?
That's a little tough.
I mean, just to put it into perspective, Valanciunas is 200 less.
Who are you taking? Yeah, see, I'm. Yeah, well, did you see, of course, the last Valanciunas game? His minutes were down, so.
It was terrible.
We'll get there for that, but I don't know. See, yeah, that's a difference. At that point, I'm playing somebody else and probably just go play Al Horford for much cheaper, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like the 7K price tag much better.
Yeah, Brooke Lopez is the number two center on FanDuel for tonight. Crazy.
I mean, unless something crazy happens and somebody like Giannis gets ruled out here tonight being a back-to-back, but I think with Middleton back and everybody back, I'd rather look at Lopez on DraftKings.
Yeah, definitely. Are you looking at Giannis tonight, though?
Yeah, I mean, two games late, I got no problem landing on Giannis. I think if I had my choice, though, and Jokic plays, I'd rather pay the 11-6 for Jokic tonight.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's kind of just where I'm leaning. But, guys, I know Giannis is going to be in some lineups, and I got no issues with it. It's Giannis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, averaging 1.8 fantasy points per minute over his last five, and his usage rate even goes up from 38.3% to 39.5% when Chris Middleton plays. Crazy.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. It is crazy.
I mean, almost a 40% usage rate when Chris Middleton plays.
Yeah, so. No, I mean, to me, it's probably more of a coin flip after hearing that, but I still lean a little bit more towards Jokic. But if Jokic sits, I mean, Giannis is going to be pretty much your main pay-up guy.
Yeah,
him
definitely.
And Tatum. So, last thing, just if you're looking just for any kind of cheap pieces, I would think maybe they rest Joe Ingles here tonight since he did just play.
Yeah.
Actually, no, did he play?
It said he was available.
Yeah, I don't think he ever actually came in the game, though.
Yeah, he didn't come in the game.
Nope, so never mind. I was thinking they might rest him tonight, but he didn't even play. Because I was just going to say, you got, looks like Jay Crowder, who did sit, should be back here, $3,800. If something happens and Ingles doesn't play or sits for some reason, I mean, I kind of wouldn't mind looking there just because I think you need to find a little bit of value on this slate.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But yeah, I mean, said Joe Ingles was available yesterday, but never came in the game.
Yeah, I don't know what happened then.
So I don't know.
Yeah, so at that point, he'll probably be good to go tonight then.
Yeah, so who knows? If he does end up playing tonight, you can take some shots on him. He's pretty cheap on FanDuel, $4,300.
Yeah, 4K on DraftKings. So yeah, I'm with you. If he's in the lineup and, you know, going to play tonight, I'm with you. I'll take some shots there too.
Yeah. Anyone else for Milwaukee?
Nah, not really. It was just the main few pieces. Chris Middleton's up to $8,800 on DraftKings. I mean, I know his last game was fantastic, but that was against Detroit. I don't know that I really want to pay almost 9K for him here.
Yeah, 8K on FanDuel, but like I said, I mean, you got Jrue Holiday at $7,400. I'd rather just find a way to get him in for cheaper.
Yeah, I'd probably rather go to Drew even still on DraftKings at $8,300, still $500 cheaper. So, I mean, yeah. If something happens and Giannis gets ruled out, yeah, it's a whole different ballgame. But for right now, yeah, I'd rather probably go Drew.
I wish they'd lower the price of guys like Bobby Portis or something.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, Bobby Portis is still priced like there's no Giannis tonight.
Yeah, he's 7K on FanDuel.
Yeah, he's, let's see, what was he? He's almost, yeah, $6,800 on DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I'm looking at DraftKings right now. You can pay $200 more for Brooke Lopez.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, but I think that is it for the first game on the slate.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Which means we can jump into the last game on the slate now. The New Orleans Pelicans face the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets are 6.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 228.5 injuries. You got normal ones for the Pelicans, Zion Alvarado out. Denver, you got Nikola Jokic, Vlatko Kancar, Peyton Watson, questionable, and that looks to be it.
Yeah, I like the spot for some of these New Orleans guys. CJ, I'm going right back there. I played him a lot against Golden State, and he just, I guess, kind of forgot how to shoot the ball. So, wasn't very efficient in that game. But he did come down in price, $400, $7,500. I love attacking Jamal Murray on the other side, so I really do like CJ here tonight.
Yeah, definitely don't mind CJ. I also really like Brandon Ingram. He's 9,200 on FanDuel. I think that's around the same price he was at the last game. It's a great matchup, that small forward spot matched up against Michael Porter Jr. He's averaging 1.5 fantasy points per minute over his last five and has a 33% usage rate with no Zion this season. So 9,200 feels like a good price for him.
Yeah, he's 89 on DraftKings. They just don't want to bump him up, and I'll keep playing him. I mean, I feel like this guy should be about the same price as he is on FanDuel, but at $8,900, man, I'll keep going right back to him. I'm with you. Good matchup. So I got no problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, 40-plus in 7 of his last 8 games.
Yeah, I mean, dude is just
on a hot streak.
Yeah, man, just letting him have it. So now, I know we did bring him up a little bit, but Valanciunas, 7,600. I kind of want to go back there. I don't really know what to read into the last game. He only played 22 minutes. Before that, though, his minutes have been up. So I don't know. I'm just going to kind of call it a fluke. I mean, he only had 2 fouls, wasn't really in foul trouble, but did have 4 turnovers. But I'm willing to go back here on a 2-game slate at 7,600 because you see what the upside is for this guy.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, 2 games. You got to play some of these people. 8K on FanDuel. I don't mind taking some shots on them either.
Yeah, but if you think that, you know, maybe Nance is going to start getting more minutes. He did play 25 minutes in that last game, put up 20 fantasy points. He's $3,600. You can play him power forward or center. I mean, I feel like, you know, that last game, Golden State was kind of handling New Orleans. So yeah, maybe that's why Nance got a little more run. But yeah, if you think that happens again, $3,600 is a good price for him.
Yeah, definitely. Another cheap guy I think you can look at again is Josh Richardson. He hasn't been doing all that much, but he's 4,400 on FanDuel, and he's playing over 20 minutes a game in New Orleans. So if you got a guy playing that many minutes, I don't mind taking some shots on him for that price.
No, especially on this slate, man. He even came down on DraftKings. He's $3,900, so I think he's a great cheap play to go for tonight.
Yeah, got to find someone down there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you want to get a couple of these big guys in here tonight, you're going to have to find just a little bit of value. And, you know, Josh Richardson, at least he's got a ceiling. I mean, he doesn't hit it very often, but when he does, he can get you 30 fantasy points. So,
yeah, at least he plays these the minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but I think that's it for the Pelicans.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I think that's about all I really wanted to go to here. I mean, Herb Jones is $4,800, so just the price alone, he finally had a good game against Golden State. So, yeah, I mean, you're getting a starter here that can easily play over 30 minutes in a close game. So, $4,800, I don't mind that either.
Yeah, he is $5,500 on FanDuel, so still not bad compared to some of these guys.
Yeah, so, but that's really all I had.
All right, jumping to Denver then. I'm going to go straight to Jamal Murray here. 7,900 on FanDuel feels like a great price for him. I mean, he's put up 30 or more in his last 7 games, 7 straight games. 7,900 is a great price. He's averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute over his last 5 games. So 26.3% usage rate on the season. It's a great matchup against McCollum.
Agreed. I'm right there with you. He's only $100 cheaper on DraftKings, but still $7,800, Jamal Murray. Another guy I feel like should be in 8K range, but he's not, so I'll keep playing him too. Good matchup.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't even mind taking some shots on guys like Bruce Brown here. You can play him point guard and small forward. He's 4,500. I mean, it's actually his last 3 games have been pretty good, at least 21 or more fantasy points in those 3. A couple, one with 32, one with 27. So $4,500 here on a 2-game slate. I don't mind taking some shots there either.
Yeah, definitely. He is, where'd he go? He's 5,400 on FanDuel, but he's playing like close to starter minutes lately.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if they're going to keep rolling him out here like that, I got no issue with it because, I mean, I don't really know what's going on. They basically haven't been playing Reggie Jackson anymore since like the 19th of March. So
yeah, they don't play him.
Nah. But we brought it up a little bit earlier. Jokic, I do really like him here at 11-6 on the slate. If he plays, he is questionable, and I think they are also on the front end of a back-to-back, so not certain what they'll do here. I mean, he's been playing back-to-backs, but maybe with the playoffs getting closer, I don't know.
Yeah, they said, what'd they say? They have a 3-game lead or so on that first seed, so they could be cautious with them.
Yeah, I agree.
3.5
game if he plays, yeah, if he plays, I do really like him. Like I said, I'd probably lean him slightly above Giannis if he plays. But if he doesn't play, what are you thinking here, Thomas Bryant?
I was actually looking at Zeke Nagy.
You think Zeke Nagy?
He's been playing backup center in general.
Yeah, he has been playing backup center in general. Regardless, these guys are all either 3,300 and under. So to me, if Jokic is out, Thomas Bryant, Zeke Nagy, I mean, some of these guys are going to be totally in play.
Yeah, if Jokic sits, they're both going to get good minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and even another dirt cheap guy, I'm only bringing him up because it's a 2-game slate, but Jeff Green, $3,200. I mean, not exciting at all, but could go out here and get you, 17 fantasy points tonight.
Yeah.
Especially if somebody like Jokic doesn't play.
Yep. Don't mind him either. He is, 4,000 on FanDuel.
Yeah. So, other than that, I mean, your normal guys, Aaron Gordon, $5,700, good price tag. Michael Porter, 59. But all these guys under 6K, so, definitely going to rotate them in and out of some lineups.
Yeah. Have you seen this Christian Brown for Denver, the minutes he's been playing?
No. I'm looking at him right now.
He seems to be a legitimate piece of their rotation.
Yeah, I mean,
for someone cheap.
You're right. Just so everybody knows, too, that's my dog. If y'all hear that.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah, just sitting there. He's sitting at the door. But, I mean, I'm with you. Another guy, I mean, I guess you could look at, and if you want to take some shots, play 17 minutes against Philadelphia in the last game, put up almost 17 fantasy points.
Well,
I mean. Yeah, I mean, these are
games.
definitely some guys you could look at if you really need some cheap guys. But, yeah, I mean, for the most part, it's the normal guys here. Unless Jokic sits, then it's definitely going to open up a lot.
Last guy, do you have any interest in Aaron Gordon? Have you seen his minutes the past two games?
Yeah, I brought him up. I was talking about his – because his price on DraftKings is $5,700. But I don't know why the last game, though, he only played 24 minutes.
But, yeah, it's not even like he was in foul trouble or anything.
No, I mean, I get the Milwaukee game. That was pretty much a blowout. But, I'm not really certain what was going on in that game.
Well, dang, I didn't even hear you bring up Aaron Gordon.
Well, I brought him. I mean, he did drop $400. So now that he's come back from that 6K price range, see, $5,700, I'm willing to go there.
Yeah, definitely. $6,300 on FanDuel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so not bad.
All right. Yeah, not bad at all. I mean, I will say in three games this year against New Orleans, Aaron Gordon is averaging 27.5 fantasy points in those three games against them. So
yeah, it's not terrible.
No, not at that price tag on DraftKings.
Yeah, and I completely forgot about KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I know you hate playing him, but he's 5K on FanDuel. Last time he played New Orleans, he actually put up, 40.5 last time he played New Orleans. It's a pretty decent matchup for that shooting guard spot, so 5K, not bad for KCP on a 2-game slate.
Yeah, 4,400 on DraftKings, so I'm with you. There's your one of your kind of value pieces right there.
Yeah, I knew I was missing someone.
Not exciting, but
no,
two games late, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, but I think that's going to be it for Denver. So that's
pretty much it.
Two games on the slate covered.
Yeah, tried to go in depth as much as we could here, but two games is two games. So
yeah, I wish there was a little more value, but trying our best.
Yeah, I mean, not a whole lot of value here, but I will say, I mean, if you're playing some kind of big tournaments here, you got to try to find some of these guys just to help you get, the expensive guys. So good luck.
Yeah. Best of luck to everyone. Anything else before we wraps up?
No, I don't think so. Just the main news to keep an eye on is the Jokic. I think that really could affect a lot. That and also the Williams boys over there in Boston. I do think that could play a big role, especially for guys like Al Horford and all. So that's the main guys you got to keep an eye out on. So that's it. Good luck, everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Best of luck to everyone. Of course, if you are watching this on YouTube, hit the thumbs up, subscribe. If you haven't, hit the notification bell to get notified when a new video comes up. If you're listening to this in podcast form, download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating if you can. Anything and everything is always appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3NKeyPod. It's down there in the corner. If you're watching on YouTube, at 3NKeyPod. I will keep everyone updated with the injury reports tonight since there are a couple big injuries, but I think that is going to do it. So best of luck to everyone. We thank you all so much for watching and listening to another episode of the 3 in the Key podcast.